We gather this morning.
Actually, turn the microphone on.
We gather this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I invite you to stand for the confession and forgiveness. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O God of creation, eternal majesty, you preside over land and sea, sunshine and storm. By your strength, pilot us. By your power, preserve us. By your wisdom, instruct us. By your hand, protect us. Through Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
Good morning. Our first reading is Job 38. The Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up your loins like a man. I will question you, and you shall declare to me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the heavenly beings shouted for joy? Or who shut in the seas with doors? When it burst out from the womb, when I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed bounds for it and set bars and doors, and said, thus far shall you come, and no further, and here shall your proud waves be stopped. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm is Psalm 107. Please read the bold responsively. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good, for God's mercy endures forever. Gathering them in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.
Sowing them out to the sea and ships, lying in the very deep waters.
They beheld the works of the Lord, God's wonderful works in the deep.
Then God spoke, and the storm arose, which caused high waves of the sea.
They mounted up to the heavens and descended to the depths. Their souls melted away in their peril. They staggered and reeled like drunkards, and all of their skill was of no avail. Then in their trouble they cried to the Lord, and you delivered them from their distress.
You stilled the storm to a whisper, and silenced the waves of the sea.
Then they were glad when it grew calm, when you guided them to the harbor they desired.
Let them then make thanks to you, Lord, for your steadfast love, and your wonderful works for all people.
Let them exalt you in the assembly of the people, in the council of the elders. Let them sing Alleluia. The second reading is from 2 Corinthians. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, at an acceptable time, I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation, I have helped you. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way, through great endurance in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors, yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known as dying, and see, we are alive, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. We have spoken frankly to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open to you. There is no restriction in our affections, but only in yours. In return, I speak as to children. Open wide your hearts also. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the fourth chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When evening had come, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already becoming swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Jesus woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and sea obey him?" The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Life has storms. Sometimes they're minor squalls, brushing in, blowing the leaves around, dropping some rain on the gardens and the lawn, and then skittering off quickly. Sometimes they're more significant, downing trees, damaging roofs, flooding roads and basements, and you spend time cleaning up, wet vacuuming the basement and replacing carpeting, getting the chainsaw out for the tree, and the insurance adjuster out for the roof, and watching the city construction workers deal with the roads, and the construction crews are busy for months. And sometimes it's a hurricane, and there's before and there's after, and nothing is the same again. My life has storms in it. The last month has seemed to be one thing after another, and I'm finally starting to see some blue sky and really looking forward to that. I think it's a human thing to have storms in our lives. This great windstorm arose, and the disciples seem to think it's that kind of storm that's there's before and there's after, and nothing is the same again. Several of those disciples there in that boat that evening and on the Sea of Galilee were experienced fishermen there, and they knew that water. They knew that lake. And they were terrified. They cried to Jesus, "Why are you sleeping? Do you not care? We are perishing." Jesus says, "Peace, be still." And this is not a request or a prayer. "Oh God, creator of the universe, help us in our time of need. Quiet this storm. Shepherd us safely through our distress to a safe place on the other side." That's not a prayer like some of the Psalms that say, "Help us, God. Where are you? Deliver us. Save us from this time of trouble. No, Jesus' words are commands. Silence. Freeze. And the wind stops. And the water is calm. We here in Wisconsin and me in Minnesota, we know water. You have a lake just over yonder. You know water. And you know when the storm is over, there are still waves for a while. And the water takes time to calm. Not that night. Not this storm. It is completely calm. Who then is this? And the disciples were filled with great awe. As great as the storm was, that is how great their awe, their fear was. They recognized this was something extraordinary, something else, way beyond the normal storm that came to an end. Who then is this? They had just heard Jesus preach all day stories about seeds strewn in the fields, mustard seeds, tiny seeds that, when planted and watered, grow up to be great bushes and shelter birds and animals of all sorts. They knew Jesus was a great teacher and preacher. They had seen him heal people and cast out demons. They knew he was extraordinary. And he was also part of a long line of prophets before him who also preached and taught, who cast out demons and healed people. But this is something else. The wind and the waters obey him. These great natural forces, they listened to his command. This is something else altogether. Who then is this? The disciples would have known their scriptures. Mark, our gospel writer, did. So did his hearers and readers. Those scriptures they knew are our Old Testament. And they thought about them and looked back and said, who can command the wind and the waters? The book of Job tells us. Who shut in the sea with doors? Who prescribed bounds for it? Who said, thus far you shall come and no farther. Here shall your waves be stopped. The psalmists know. He commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. He made the sea be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. He brought them to their desired haven. So who then is this? Commanding the wind and the water with just a word is not a human trait. The disciples here are just figuring out who exactly this Jesus is, who this teacher they are following is. And they ask each other, who then is this? This is the vital question. For if Jesus is a human being, just a human being, as St. Paul writes, we are most to be pitied, and we have nothing. Jesus is a human being, but he is not just a human. It is God who commands the wind and the waters. And this is a vital piece of our faith. That this Jesus who walked the hills of Galilee and taught by the shore, who crossed the sea in a small boat several times, is not only human, but is God incarnate, God made flesh. And as we too discover what that means for me, for you, for us as the Church of God, and for us as the whole world, like the disciples, we are still discovering what it means that Jesus is God. We can look back to that psalm and know, that first line of the psalm, and know to the depths of our being that God's mercy, God's steadfast love endures forever. God has not promised there will be no storms. Sometimes those storms are a creative force, blowing away the old and making space for something new. Sometimes they're just destructive and bewildering and off-filling. But through it all, God's love endures forever. Amen. I invite you to stand as we confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day, He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to share the peace with those around you.
Please sit or stand.
Please sit or stand for the prayers as is most comfortable for you. Growing in faith and discipleship, we give thanks for God's merciful compassion as we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Empowering God, you call your church to boldly proclaim your day of salvation. Bring unity to the faithful and provide opportunities for collaboration as we bring your good news to the world. Let the youth of our churches hear your love for them as they gather in Houston this coming week. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creating God, you call forth life from the swirling waters of chaos, and you pour out water that nourishes the earth. Send forth ample rain for crops to flourish. Speak peace wherever homes, towns, businesses, and lands are damaged by hurricanes, floods, and tropical storms. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Powerful God, come to the aid of all nations and leaders who fear storms of conflict, violence, or injustice. Raise up advocates and peacemakers to speak truth and hope into the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Saving God, grant endurance and comfort to all who suffer affliction, hardship, hunger, violence, or sleepless nights of pain or anxiety. Give your promise of healing to all who long for salvation, especially Dave, Kathy, Lexin, Gordon and Caroline, Dick, Maxine, Sharon, Ray, Sean, LaVon, Libby, Edith, Leo, Sam, our companion congregation in Malawi, Balaka Parish, and Abusa Francis, and all those who serve in our military and their families, and all our members and friends residing in care facilities or confined to their homes. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Covenant God, you call us by name and claim us as your own. We pray for those who prepare for baptism, those who have been recently baptized, and all who are called by baptism into lives of proclamation and service. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Eternal God, we give thanks for all the saints who have commended themselves to you in every way and who have endured in faith. Bring us at last to the acceptable time of salvation for all creation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we lift to you these prayers and the prayers of our hearts, trusting in your everlasting love and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We pray as Jesus taught, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. We sing our sending song. Thank you. lots of announcements in the bulletin, and I give them to you for your reading and looking at later. I will point out to you that the Houston Youth Gathering begins on the 26th, which is Tuesday. And there is one youth from this congregation going, as well as others from town. And there's an announcement on the second to last page asking for prayer support for them, for our youth from here in Menominee and from those gathering there from across the country. Are there any other announcements we should highlight today? All right. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.